Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Jim Kelly talks football.
I've been in a couple meetings with him, and we're going over some of the things we used to do back when I played the K-Gun. So they downloaded all of our four Super Bowl seasons to see what we've done.
And life.
You know what? It's getting old having to talk about my cancer all the time. Okay, that's three. Hopefully there's not four. I know I lost four Super Bowls, but I beat cancer three times, and I don't want to have to beat it four. But, hey, it's part of my life. It is what it is.
And his take on where the Bills play football.
I can't see one downtown. I think it's just too much building, but you never know. I love where we're at. I don't think we need one right away.
Maybe a little different from that of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell's.
You know, there's no secret sauce. What works in Dallas doesn't work in Buffalo.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716. Jim Kelly's Celebrity Golf Classic, always a who's who in sports and beyond. And this year is no different, as the Bills great and NFL Hall of Famer hosted the event in Genesee County.
One of the things it's really hard for me to do sometimes is to bother people, and because I know how busy a lot of people are nowadays. And Roger, he says, if you want me here, I'm there.
As all the celebs were getting ready for the day on a chilly Monday morning, Kelly took some time to talk about the notables that showed up, referencing the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who you'll hear from on the stadium shortly. And he went deep into the current Bills, his battle with cancer, and yes, talk of that new stadium.
And a guy like that, you know, he has thousands of things going on. And for him to take the time to come here, it tells you what he's all about. I love Roger, and I know he catches a lot of flack from everybody, but that's part of being a commissioner, I guess. Not everybody's going to agree with what you talk about or what you stand for or what you have to do, but he's always been there for me. Not a good example, like Tom Brady. I know in Buffalo that's a word that's not real good because he plays for the Patriots, but Tom is always the guy who reaches out to me and says, you know what, whatever you need signed, send it to my house. I'll sign whatever you want. We're going to do a dinner this year, but my schedule and his schedule together didn't work out for us to do it auction off. And I brought up, I said, what about your game shoes? He said, done. Great call. So we got his game shoes against the Bills and a meet and greet after with them and everything. So, there's guys out there that have so much on their plate, but they take the time to come here. And the bottom line is, guys, I've said this probably the last 5-6 years. When I hear the people that represent the charities that we give to for Kelly for Kids, to hear how much a $5,000 check means to them, when they get up there and you hand them their check for $5,000 and they start to cry, you realize how important what we do here means to them. And yeah, there are charities out there, are millions and millions, but when you see somebody get a check for $5,000 and you see the response on their face and you listen to what they do with their foundation, then you get why you do this. And I was talking to somebody last night, and I don't mean to go off on a tangent, but it's interesting how I've always knew that I had to give back and wanted to give back through what my father always brought his six boys up to do. But when you have your own child, like I did with Hunter, it takes on a whole new perspective. It really raises the bar so much higher because I get it. I understand what people, when they do things for their charities, what it means to them. And I just am blessed I'm able to be here to do that, to be able to make the difference.
Could you give us the Jim Kelly scouting report on Josh Allen's first year?
Well, first year, good. Of course, learning. I've been sitting in some meetings with the offense. Me and Coach Dable went through a lot. And Ken Dorsey, of course, being a University of Miami quarterback and part of the U. I've been in a couple meetings with him, and we're going over some of the things we used to do back when I played the K-Gun. So they downloaded all of our, four Super Bowl seasons to see what we've done. And Josh loved some of the plays that we ran. So we're going to be implementing some of those. But I love the way he plays. He's 10 times the athlete I ever thought about being. But with that comes chances. And he just needs to know that he has to stay safe, got to be able to get down when he has to get down, and play now knowing that, yes, there's chances you can't take, but take them when you need to. A difference between a 20 or 30-yard run could be a difference to you missing a couple of games. But overall, I love what I see. I've been to a couple practices. I love his arm. And probably more than just that, I love the way he is in the huddle and talks to the players. You see him, I think I said this last year too, but again, I see this year when, they run a route or they're in 7-on-7 or team drills, and they come back, he automatically is talking to the receiver that he threw it to or talking to another receiver he didn't throw it to. But it reflects back to what I was doing when, Andre and James Lofty and Beebe, when I talked to those guys, when you watch film, and I know mine's a little different because I called all the plays, but you have to be on the same page. And when you have a quarterback that's willing to say something, talk, and be able to communicate with your receivers on what you're doing, that's a huge, huge start, because you have to have confidence in what they do. And from everything I've seen, and I'm not there all the time, I love it. I'm excited. I really am. I know we all look forward to the season. You see the big pluses, the changes you make. But what we have, I like it. It all starts with the guy under the center.
Jim, there's been a lot of quarterbacks that have come through here, and a lot of the same things have been said about them since your retirement. I mean, what gives you that belief that this kid is the guy with who he had a 52% completion percentage last year and some of the ups and downs that he endured?
Well, he did. Again, your decision-making, it's not easy. I mean, I remember my first year in the NFL wasn't easy either. I think we were 4-12 or something like that. It's a learning process. And one of the good things, I was blessed, and a lot of people, like Tom Brady is blessed, Ben Roethlisberger, when you have the same people there all the time, it's such a big, big plus. Not having different coordinators come in every year, different coaches coming in every couple of years. But I love what I see. And it's a learning process. Even for a guy coming, like Josh, who's got all the athletic ability in the world, just we need to make sure he continues to learn. And that's one of the good things. He listens. And when you listen and you're able to ask the right questions in meetings, that's what it's about. It's a good start.
Roger talked a little bit about the possibility of a new stadium and how much he supports that.
Here we go again.
where do you stand on the possibility of a new stadium?
I love where we're at. And if they decide to build a new stadium, it's only my own personal opinion. I don't know whether that counts. No, it doesn't. Why not move it across the street to where ECC is? Make the stadium over there. When you turn down the building, when that's done, it's a parking lot. I mean, there's enough room, I think, over there. But that's me and a bunch of my buddies over a couple Coors Light beers talking. But I don't know. I can't see one downtown. I think it's just too much building, but you never know. I love where we're at. I don't think we need one right away. But again, I'm not the owner. I'm not the commissioner. I don't make those decisions. But, you listen to some people, I'd rather keep it in Orchard Park. That's where I live. My ride's only 5 minutes over, so that's all good.
Hey, Jim, we've been asking you 20 years about the organization in general. Do you like the direction under Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott? I know you know them, and the general feel of the team?
I love their attitudes. I love Brandon Bean, everything he stands for. I mean, I've talked to him probably more than I've talked to Coach McDermott just by, just communication. And, everything he's done so far is good. Time will only tell. We all say the same. I mean, y'all know the same thing. Wins and losses will determine whether a coach is here. I like Coach McDermott. He's a no-nonsense guy. He tells it like it is. It's almost like the military type. They appreciate him. They like his leadership. And, again, time will tell, but we'll see.
Jim, I know you've said in the past it kind of gets so exhausting and taxing, constantly fighting and all the health issues.
as we stand here a year removed from the last meeting with you, how are you feeling, and is that fight still as constant as it was?
You know what, it's getting old having to talk about my cancer all the time. Okay, that's three. Hopefully there's not four. I know I lost four Super Bowls, but I beat cancer three times, and I don't want to have to beat it four. But, hey, it's part of my life. It is what it is, and some of my pain will be with me the rest of my life. It's just not my cancer pain. It's the stuff that happened to me when I played, those things. But it is what it is. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. You know what the thing is, guys? And I know why I'm still here is my faith. Without a doubt, the good Lord has blessed me. But there are times where I look at my life and I see, you know, what I've been through, not only with the Super Bowls, and you wonder why. And, you know, even in college, blowing my shoulder out my senior year and them telling me I would never play football again. Then to retire and think I was going to kick back and relax and enjoy life, and my son born on my birthday and how excited I was, and then to have him go through what he went through, and then, you know, of course, going to the Hall of Fame, and then shortly after that, him passing away. So the ups and downs of my life have been to a point that after a while it starts wearing on you. But then how I knew all the things I've been through, the good Lord was just preparing me for what I have now, and that's being able to make a difference for others. I could easily be gone a couple of years ago when they gave me less than 10% chance of living. But God has a different plan for me, and that's to be able to make a difference. And as I travel the country now speaking, I was just in Chicago the other day, and just to hear people, you know, tell me personally, right to me, that how much of a difference just listening to what I had to say in the banquet, how much that's made a difference and how people have told them. And I understand why I'm here. And I'm going to continue to fight until the end. And as I said before, some of you guys like Vic and you guys know that today the good Lord decides my day. I'm going to leave with a smile on my face, a cool beer in my hand, and saying, you know what, I get it, I understand, but I'm now going to go see my son.
The reason why I'm supportive is because I want to make sure this franchise remains stable here and continues to remain competitive.
For his part, Goodell was there, of course, to support the cause and support Kelly. But, of course, he was peppered with questions about the Bills and, inevitably, the potential for a new stadium for the Bills.
I think it's great for this community. And we've been able to do these stadiums in such a way that it creates a tremendous economic benefit, too. And that's what I want the Bills to be successful, and I want them to continue to be competitive here in Buffalo.
Is there a challenge still to that, given the market size and so forth? Are there realities that...
Sure, but, it's not that we haven't had this in every market size. So stadiums are important to the franchise. They're important to the competitiveness as well as importance for the fans. I mean, you know, the fans expect a higher quality stadium than they did 20 years ago, and more technology and more of the things that will bring them out of their homes to go to a football game.
Do you feel it's trending that way, Roger, with the Bills, that the new stadium is in the future at some point?
I don't know. A lot of the leases that we've done over the years have contemplated, you know, a period of time to sort of look at that and to sort of see where the stadium is and whether there's a potential for that, and that's what we'll do. We'll continue to work with the various public officials as well as private officials and try to see what the right solution is.
So, Roger, when I walked up, you were talking about the future of the Bills in Buffalo, and my question is, the NFL didn't really take care of the fans in San Diego. Why should the fans in Buffalo trust the NFL to take care of them?
Well, you're talking exactly about what I was just talking about, which is the importance of a stadium. A stadium is going to maintain the kind of fan base that's going to keep the team competitive and allow us to be successful in that market. And that's exactly why we're focusing on it here in this market as well as we have every other market. I think there's been $13 billion spent just in the last 8 years on stadiums across
the
NFL.
Because
it's not always about the NFL building. It's a public-private partnership in almost every case. Now, of that $13 billion, 11 of it was private money. But there's also ways for the public to participate and to find ways to solutions. So these stadiums are complicated. They're difficult. And that's exactly why you may have missed it, but the discussions have to go on between the public sector and the private sector to figure out what's best for the community. How do we develop this? How do we do this right? And we've been really successful in doing it around the country.
But for today, it was all about golf, camaraderie, and, of course, raising money.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.